The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
Good afternoon and welcome to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. That's right. I'm here again. And hopefully you're listening to us once again so that you can listen and we can talk. Well, me, myself, and I can talk. Today, we have a little bit of something different. I'm going to start with what I'm going to call the opening statement. Again, you're listening to Bite of Reality on America's Web Radio. And now the opening statement. Ladies and gentlemen of the American jury, I'm the attorney who represents America, and this is the opening statement here on Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. The allegation is that my client is suffering from being attacked by a tyrannical government takeover. Under the terms of the agreement, which I submit to you, is the Constitution of the United States, with its various amendments, thereby that agreement being beginning with the phrase, "We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union." Are they words? Are the words that we should be listening to? What did we intend to prove when we started this country? What was this country intended to be built on? And what does the evidence show that the founders of this country, this great, amazing democratic republic? I submit the evidence will clearly show that this country was intended to be run by intelligent people and not the imbeciles who are currently running it. The intent was there, but the mechanism, I submit to you, has clearly and unequivocally broken down. So the original founders of this country, if you read the Federalist Papers and you read the notations during the construction of the founding and the writing of the Constitution, the publications of Madison, of Washington, the original signers of the Constitution, this country was intended to be run by people who were not self-interested, who did not have their own interests ahead of their constituents, and who did not become imbeciles and idiots, but became the heroes of the country because it was always the country first, as opposed to their own benefit first. Before 1776, under British rule, we feared the government. We feared the takeover of the people by the government. And we feared unreasonable search and seizures. We feared taxation without representation. We feared the taking of our rights to bear arms, the taking of our rights of freedom of speech. I believe America has at this point basically come full circle. Unfortunately, we now fear our government. Our government now spies on us without a warrant. They seize our property without proper search warrants. They search our homes and invade our privacy. And this government, the deep state, does indeed now attack its citizens at the whims of those who believe that they are in control of the government. All this is taking place with daily denials of it happening. Yet the evidence is clear. This government has gone fully rogue. This country, I submit, has gone completely off the rails. And once again, the Democratic Republic is challenged and being brought to the brink of total collapse of its structure. My client America now fears for its survival as it is being attacked from within. The only force which was recognized by President Abraham Lincoln when he said that the only force that could in fact destroy America would come from the inside of its shores and not beyond them. Admit nothing, deny everything, make counter-accusations, seems to be the motto of the Biden administration and its so-called allies in the media. They are the pathetic lapdogs and parrots of the DNC. merely just repeat the blatant lies, announce the fantasies of the DNC and those running this country, the progressives, without due regard for the actual facts as put out to them by the operatives of the Biden administration and the DNC. There is no accountability, nor is there, as usual, a factual basis in their allegations. If the facts of what they tell you don't bear out the reality, then they have indeed lied to you, and that you need to take to the ballot box. I submit to you, the jurors of America, that should Biden be reelected, that this country will exist no more. Within a year or two after, they will have dismantled our borders, our system of laws, our police departments and their law enforcement powers, further eroding the thin blue line that used to protect us. Our ability to protect ourselves, oh, that pesky Second Amendment. The ability to freely think and speak, oh, that pesky First Amendment. And the ability to resist this tyrannical government, which the founding fathers of this great country recognized as one of the most utmost important powerful opponents of freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Tyranny is now afoot, and it's got to be stamped out wherever it exists. And it's not from what you're hearing from the lamestream media by former President Donald J. Trump. Folks, it's folks like Joy Reid, Joy Behar. Funny how they named them Joy. Guess they didn't meet him yet, as someone once said this week. Sonny Hostin, fake Jake Tapper. Don't even get me started with the worst offender, Rachel Mad Maddow. And how about Joe and Mika in the morning? They've lost complete reality. They have no intentions of telling you the truth. But these pathetic boneheads, in my opinion, spew hate, are the real racists to the core, and they are dividing this country purposefully. This is not by accident. This is a divine purpose that they have come up with because they have nothing to run on. They have no substance. They have no successes. They can point to nothing that Joe Biden has done with his administration except continue to destroy this country. They want us to fight with each other and not be paying attention to what they are doing to destroy our beautiful democracy. How dare you sit there in front of my face on television, on my TV set, and tell me that Donald Trump is destroying democracy? How dare you? The gall. When you and your pathetic progressive left lunatic party attempts to remove at the opposing leading candidate of the Republican Party for the presidency of the United States from the ballot, the front runner of the Republican Party, and somehow the Democrats now claim that they are in fact protecting democracy, when in fact they are destroying it. That is the very essence of the destruction of the democracy, is destroying the right to vote. Remember when we wanted voter ID? And they claimed, oh no, you can't have voter ID. That's not right. That won't work because we don't want it to be a voter ID. So we know how dare they do this, right? So what are they doing? They're removing Donald Trump from the ballots in Maine, in Colorado. It's been put on hold for a while yet. How could they sit there and do that? And where are the Republicans? The spineless, wiggly little Republicans. They're just as much to blame if they let it happen. You know, when you stand there and you want to claim that you're protecting democracy by removing the right to vote for the candidate of your choice, I cannot possibly, nor should you, as the American jury, take them seriously. You should, in fact, throw them out of office. When they take away your vote from literally half of the country, if not more, who want to vote for the leading candidate of the Republican Party currently, I submit to you, it is not protecting democracy. It is, in fact, the ultimate way to destroy democracy in every sense and in every form of the word. the DNC and by their proxies, those who currently hold the prosecutorial powers in the deep Democratic blue states, they've already launched legal warfare against Donald J. Trump and have already changed the former President Donald J. They've charged him with a number of blatantly false charges. No pun intended. They trumped up facts without support for the claims, nor evidence. This is incredible. Just like the fact that they did for the 4 years of the Russian hoax. Ladies and gentlemen of the American jury, I submit to you that the only logical conclusion you can come to in this particular case against America is that my client America be found innocent of any charges of criminal wrongdoing, and that you find those who are in fact committing these blatant crimes under the Biden administration be found guilty of all of these charges and immediately be found once guilty of the crimes they have committed, that the government is now an authoritative dictatorship. That's what authoritative dictatorship is. Right now, what you are witnessing. And the tyranny they committed by them in the name of my client America must be punished. They are not the government, and it is time that we hold them accountable for their crimes. At this time, I would ask that you, the American juror, the voter, the voters of this country, and the people who still want this country to exist, to return a verdict, to put the only man possible who can fix this disaster, who will have the integrity and the guts and the fortitude to dismantle the tyranny, to remove the tyranny from our government, to dismantle the deep state and send it back to whence it came, from far below, in the dark creases of our government. The deep state, it's time. They must go. It is time for them to leave. You, the American voter, you're the last hope. We were sold a bill of goods with the Biden administration. Remember the adults were back in the room? Remember they were coming back? Oh, did you forget about that? No. Well, guess what? They're not coming back. The adults are not here. And in fact, Joe Biden, he doesn't even know where he is, so I don't know where he could be. And Joe Biden's not leading this country, folks. Look at him. The man doesn't know what place he's at, where he is, where to go, how to get off a stage. And God help us, the woman in second position to become the leader of the free world. Well, sort of free world under Joe Biden. She is a giggling, cackling idiot. She is the brain trust of what was left of the Biden administration when it collapsed under Joe Biden. The deep state must go. It's got to go now. And you as the American juror, you are America's last hope. You are my client's last hope. Because if you don't step up, if you don't do what you need to, and it sometimes is tough, I heard it said, he's abrasive, I don't like him, he's annoying, I don't like the way he speaks, but his policies worked and America was better off under him. I want you to stand by, we're going to come right back after this break.
If you want the truth about politics, medicine, weapons, classic cars, and more, you'll want to tune in to America's Web Radio. You can listen to all of your favorite shows live at www.americaswebradio.com or on demand on iTunes, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. That's www.americaswebradio.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to the second block of Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. You're listening on America's Web Radio. So, As I said right before the break in my opening statement, the claims against my client America are serious. And they have and they will have everlasting effects of a negative nature that we've already seen. Bidenomics, what has it done? And has done and continues to do in destroying America. What are we doing here? What are we thinking about? The American electric revolution? You know, I watched films and TV and internet clips this week of the American electric revolution in Chicago. How's that working out? I think it was termed the graveyard of dead robots. Teslas and electric Audis, they couldn't get them charged. They couldn't get the cables into the charging in the car. Listen, our electrical infrastructure is defective, and the people of America do not submit well to tyrannical rule. I suggest we turn it around. Go back to the era of intellect, the era of intelligence, and government for the people, where they will not fear persecution. And we'll go back to the way it was intended to be run when our forefathers came up with the brilliant idea of creating the United States of America. That's the deal. That's what we have. This is the United States of America, and they have continued to divide us. They want to divide you by color. They want to divide you by race. They want to divide you by anything they could possibly find. Because if we are fighting among ourselves, we are not paying careful attention to what they are doing in this country. And that, my friends, would be a serious mistake on our part. So I just want to thank you at this point for your attention to my opening statement. And we're going to go into something, you know, I had a little bit of tragedy, well, a lot of tragedy this week. And a very close friend of mine, her father passed away. And it really made me kind of think for a second. He passed away. He was 98 years old. I mean, amazing man. Absolutely amazing man. Had all his marbles right up until the end. And his body was just failing. And we have issues on this planet, on this earth, and more importantly, in this country right now. And I wonder, I kind of came up with the idea is, how far is Earth from heaven? What's the distance? Has anyone ever checked it out? You know, also, if you're calling heaven, is it a long-distance phone call? Or is it just a normal, regular, local call? And by the way, since everything else we wait for in this country now lately under Biden, how long is the waiting line to get in? Do you have to get tickets? Do you have to pay for something? I mean, what I had in my wallet yesterday is worth less than it was today. Today it's worth less. And I didn't buy anything, didn't spend it. That's Bidenomics for you. Yeah, when inflation goes up less, they call that prices going down. I'm not sure exactly how that worked. Must be that new math they're teaching in schools these days, along with the dancing girls, pole dancing for children. Oh, my God, this country's cracking up. And by the way, have you been to the drugstore lately? I mean, other than the fact that most of your drugs, including medicines for your nose, medicines for your teeth, your toothpaste, socks. And if you want any kind of over-the-counter medication, nope, it's behind-the-counter medication now, or behind the lock and key. So now you got to wait around 15 minutes when you go into a store to get socks. This is brilliant. This is the policies of the progressive left bringing America to its knees. And it's not very fun, is it? When you have to go into a store and you have to ring a bell to get a pair of socks. Or if you need to get some toothpaste. I guess toothpaste is a high-end product these days. But you see, we'd rather lock up our toothpaste and our deodorants and our pocketbooks than lock up the criminals who want to steal them. This is something I don't understand. But then, I didn't understand when Joe Biden said he fixed the supply chain, yet it's not fixed. You can't get your medications. And the new term is back order. I don't know if that's a new term actually or it's just the same term. but back order has been what they tell you. So, no, you can't have that. Well, let's see if we can get you something else. Well, how about, you know what? How about we back order this president? And how about we get a substitute for the president? Yeah, why don't we do that instead? Because obviously these imbeciles who are running the country right now and the local governments are really having difficulty under this president. So this just became a problem? No. For 3 years, it's now a problem. And yet nobody's addressing it. Where is he? I've seen him on a milk carton, but I haven't seen him in person. Did the teleprompter break? Is it out for repairs? I don't know. I mean, enough already. Let's get someone in there who can actually put two sentences together. I saw a town hall this week, and with Nikki Haley and with Ron DeSantis and Trump. And I got to tell you, I am not a big fan of Trump personally, the way he acts, the way he speaks. But you know what? He was the best thing that America had running for it. And you got to really look at it. When you get Jamie Dimon coming out and saying, you know, the man was right with NATO and the man's been right on policy. He's got great policies, folks. But who cares? I'm not going for a beer with him. I'm not going to sit down and hang out with him. No, I want him to run the darn country, not like Joe Biden run it into the ground. And let me just remind old Joe here and his dumbass administration, that is if he can find his Secretary of Defense. Yeah, that really gives me a lot of confidence in our government. When the Secretary of Defense is out of commission for 4 days, the second in command's on vacation in Puerto Rico, and the president has no clue what's going on, no wonder why we're being attacked by the Houthis and the other idiots in the Middle East, and we haven't fought back. You know, playing defense for a while is okay. But the only thing that wins the game is offense. And we better learn that real quick, because apparently under this genius bar, under the Biden administration, they're not familiar with how to win something or how to deter. Again, last week I discussed the redefinition of deterrence. Deterrence is no longer deterrence. Deterrence is making it look like deterrence. It's kind of like the security at the airports. It kind of looks like security, but you know what? You could smuggle an elephant in. These people are absurdly incompetent. I mean, your Secretary of Defense is out of commission in surgery at an ICU unit, and nobody has an idea of where he is and what's going on. And the fact that I heard an ambulance, an aide to him called an ambulance and told them to keep it quiet, don't show up with lights and sirens. What happened to the most transparent administration? And Flopsy-Mopsy at the microphone every day, and John Kirby, the deflector in chief, these people are lying to you every single day. Now, let me get to something that's really bugging the living daylights out of me lately. Our hostages are still being held by Hamas. Can we remember this today? I know, Joe, it's difficult for you to remember anything, but you have people like Blinken, this other imbecile. It's like Huey, Dewey, and Louie. It's the Three Stooges, in fact. That's the administration here. What is he doing in the Middle East to get our hostages back? What has he done? What has anyone in this administration done? This is October 7th they took them. We are now at January. What? October, November, December, January. That's 3 months. Are you going for Jimmy Carter's record of hostages? Can we get up and do something? Can we, as the American people, demand that our government be reactive instead of get to the game after it's over? I mean, what are we doing? And, by the way, and I'll come back to this later on also, while we're on that subject, commercial traffic, guess what? They've just been diverted because of the attacks on the ships by the Houthis. And we had a missile land on an American ship. What are we waiting for? And we lost another two. Oh, gosh, it baffles me. And I kept telling you this. It's going to happen. We lost now, it looks like, two Navy SEALs during an operation. You paint the targets on these people. You send them there. You tell them not to shoot at the enemy and let the enemy keep shooting at them. What did you expect to happen? I told you this 3 weeks ago. I told you this 5 weeks ago. I spoke about it before, and no one's listening. We, as the American people, must demand accountability from our government. And if we don't, then we're going to get what we deserve. This is unfortunate. This is a disaster. And it's happening right in front of us. And they're getting away with it. Everything in this administration has been delayed, delayed, delayed. The aid to Ukraine never got there. The aid that they already approved hasn't been there. The tanks that they approved haven't gotten there. Right now, it's a tie or Russia's winning. And that's not the point of being in a war, is it? But everything that this administration, the massacre that occurred on October 7th, how did we not see that coming? How did the Israelis not see it coming? How did the atrocities take place there and no one has been held accountable by the United States? They came after us. They took Israelis also, but they came for us. So what did we do? We did nothing. We did absolutely nothing. So they're negotiating behind the scenes for what? What are we going to give them? Another couple of billion dollars? Oh, let me see. I think the last was $1.2 billion per hostage, wasn't it? So it just seems like everything in this administration that happens, no one's responsible for. Couple that with the conduct on the part of anyone who nobody's ever even knows people are doing things. And yet everyone who's accountable never gets charged. The criminals are getting away with their actions. The only guy who's not getting away with anything, and he's being charged with things that he didn't even do, like insurrection, where was that charged? Hello, Maine. Anyone listening? Hello? No, I guess they're not, because they don't care. It doesn't matter, because no one is held accountable. So they accuse them of a criminal charge of, you know, I can't even say it out loud. It's the end of democracy here. We're watching it. We're beginning to see the dictatorship form under the Biden administration. Let's call it what it is. Let's be realistic to ourselves. You know, let's call it what it is. This is a absolute warfare from the legal system. And I'm embarrassed as an attorney. I've been doing this a long time, and I am embarrassed by what's going on in the judicial system. Never in my life did I ever see a judge spew such venom in a courtroom against someone when he hasn't even heard a fact. You know, we're going to take a short break, and then we're going to come back after, and we're going to discuss the lynching that's going on currently in New York City and how disgusting it is to me as an attorney, and it should be to you as the American voter.
Hey, folks, this is Victor with the On Point with Victor show. Make sure you listen every Tuesday, 1 to 2, only right here on America's Web Radio, the On Point with Victor show. Remember, folks, I'm not angry. I'm just right. And you can find out why every Tuesday from 1 to 2, the On Point with Victor show, only right here on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And we're back. Welcome back to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark on America's Web Radio. I want to just thank you for listening. It's been a long road so far for us in America. And the fact that you guys actually listen, that really makes me feel good. And I hope that you gain some knowledge when you listen, because we try to give you the facts. We're one of the stations out there that actually gives you what really happens. I give you my opinion. Absolutely. That is my fact. I'm giving you my opinion. But the point is that what I'm trying to get to is the facts. I don't trump anything. I don't trump it up, right? That's what I would say. But let me just, I was getting to the, just before the break, I wanted to get into the Donald Trump lynching in New York City. This is a blatant disregard for the respect of our laws. And I am not surprised, but I'm baffled by the fact that this is allowed to happen in New York State. I've never run into this. And I'm glad. I really am. Most of the judges I've had have always been intelligent, have always been fair, and they've always been realistic. They never made up their minds before I got there, before I presented the case to them, before I presented the motion to them. They didn't do that. That's what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to come in and judge the case, not come in with a predisposed judgment, and then just sign off at the bottom of it once the hearing's over. And this is what happened in this case. He was already guilty before he got there. But you knew that. You knew that because of how they brought the charges. Now, let me just give you the blatant disrespect for the law here. Who was the plaintiff in this case? New York State. They brought the charges, right? Okay. Well, who got hurt? Did any of the banks lose money? No. They all got paid back. Well, did anyone else get hurt? No. Well, then why is this the first case and the only case ever brought under this statute without someone getting a loss of money? I'm completely baffled, and most of the so-called experts are also baffled by what's going on. It's almost to the effect of they don't care what the law says anymore. It doesn't matter because they're going to bring something against them. This is the tar and feathering of Donald Trump. You know, what we're missing here is, this is most distressing to me, is the abuse of the American court system in our time. This is going to have far-reaching implications. The implications are going to be clear. But in the blue land of New York, no one yet seems to care. And their only clear purpose is to make sure that Donald Trump does not run up against the widget in the White House, the dementia patient in chief, who doesn't even know what day it is, where he is, at what time he speaks, and what place he's at. And he literally, they fear in their minds of the Trump derangement syndrome. And I wonder if the psychologists have put that in the diagnostical statistical manuals yet. The Trump derangement syndrome. The former president will destroy the current president, Joe Biden. Let's be clear. If they were ever to get on the same stage together in any kind of debate, and trust me, folks, there will never be a debate between Biden and Trump if it is a head-to-head again. Because without a teleprompter, this guy cannot get three words out of his head. But Trump doesn't use a script. And that's sometimes why people criticize him. But you know what? His speech in Iowa, which, and I'm going to pick that up in a little bit, but that was something that I kind of kept telling him to do. And I've heard On Point with Victor also tell him to do that, is stick to the facts, stick to the issues, stop the name calling, be the grown up in the room. He's capable of doing it. We saw it the other night. But this Trump derangement syndrome, it's something that the Democrats and the far left progressive create in their mind, that the former President Trump will destroy the current president and the country. He's going to become the dictator on day one. I watched that town hall, and he was joking about that. What he said is, on day one, I'm going to become a dictator because I'm going to shut the border down. Was that the wrong thing to say? Yeah. Was the word of dictator, does it have far-reaching implications? Yes. But not in, hold on a second, I know the Democrats' heads are going to explode right here when I say this word, the context of what it was said in. In the context of what it was said in, it had no far-reaching implications. You could tell that he was not serious. But yet, they all jumped on the literal word. Dictatorship. Dictator. That's what they jumped on. But they missed the entire point. This government is out of control. and he needs to bring it back to control. We have to have someone to come back. The adults in the room are no longer the adults. They're the dementia patients. They're the people in assisted living. They're the people in the ICU who are unconscious, like most of the government for the last 3 years. The government's been unconscious. That's actually a very good, interesting point. You know, so what are they worried about? You know, if these people, if anyone thinks that Joe Biden is running this country currently, you need to go see a psychiatrist immediately. It's because you have become completely detached from any sense of reality. And you could be in danger. You could endanger yourself and you could endanger others who believe in America and the American dream. There was once an American dream. There was, I'm telling you. I mean it. You have to believe in America. But right now, I understand how you can't. Kids can't get an apartment. They can't get a house. You can't qualify because the interest rates are skyrocketing. And people who want to sell their houses can't move because their 2 and 3% mortgages that they got while Trump was in office are now at 9 and 8 and 10%. Depending on your credit worthiness. And let's not even talk about the landmark $1 trillion of debt under the credit cards of the American people under the Joe Biden Bidenomics. Thank you, Joe Biden. Now America's now $1 trillion in debt. Add on top of the $34 trillion. And would you please stop saying you created more jobs than any other president, because when 11 million of those jobs are coming back from COVID, that's not creating anything. That's just bringing it back. And that's not creating. You again have redefined the word creating. I guess it's like deterrence. Don't. Well, let me tell you something. Don't say created because you're lying. So now let me jump over to a local little article here. We had the Fannie Willis. There's a Fannie. It should be fake Willis or Fannie and Wade, the Fannie and Wade show. Now, this was amazing to me. This is a district attorney. She claims to be an attorney, I guess. She says that she's an attorney in Georgia and she got elected, right? Or she got appointed. I don't know how you guys do it down there, but let me tell you, you need to pick a different system. This district attorney is one heck of a district attorney. So instead of going out and having a press conference, what does she do? She appears and she speaks at a historically black church called the Big Bethel AME Church. Now, I don't know if they realize it, but there's a problem here. Their race card that she's playing is no longer accepted in America. That race card that she's trying to pay for her culpable conduct, it's not accepted in America anymore. No matter how hard the Democrats want it to be, no matter how hard they want to say, take the race card and let's run with it, there's no place for racism in this country, except when you're caught doing something nefarious, some nefarious conduct. And that's what I like to call the argument of nonsense or no sense. That's when you have nothing else to argue that makes any possible reason for the conduct that you committed rational. You have no excuse for what you did. Then you argue that it's an accusation based on race. Yes, because everybody's a racist, right? Everyone's a racist. But get to the facts. What did she do? Well, that's a very interesting question. She apparently paid her boyfriend / lover. Listen, I wasn't there, so I can't tell you the exact relationship, but it's not looking good. She paid him over $600,000, making him the highest paid prosecutor in the state of Georgia. Way to go. Way to spend your tax money, Georgians. Keep voting for these people. And by the way, this is the first time, apparently, according to all of the reports, that her boyfriend lover has ever prosecuted this type of case. Nathan Wade is his name. I believe he's a negligence attorney. He handles little cases. But you know what? Hey, she claims absolutely no prior experience in prosecuting any type of case like this. Okay, this is a sham. This is a scam. Let's call it what it is. But she's a Democrat, and she'll not be prosecuted because it's standard practice. You know, there used to be a standard for attorneys called the mere appearance of impropriety. That was the standard of conduct. That's what you got in trouble for. When you were the bad guy, the mere appearance is what was the trouble. But you know what? It wasn't even enough to create an issue here. But now there's clear evidence. There was a blatant, outright commingling of this case with the White House and the lack of intelligence of the attorney who even put it on his billing sheet, meeting with the White House. That's for somewhat, I believe they said somewhere around 8 hours. And yet this White House claims it never coordinated with her. Listen, the Democrats have their get out of jail free card and they'll use it again. But you know what? I'd be highly suspicious of any process on this particular case. And the fact that she's not dismissed immediately once they have an investigation, because you know what? Other than the entire rest of the country against Donald Trump, I do believe in the not guilty plea. I do believe in the ability of someone that the government has to prove a case against, just not because their name is Trump, that they're guilty right out of the box. Okay. The presumption of innocence has to be a standard column of any sense of justice, not what's going on now with Trump, not in any of these cases. It's ridiculous. But that usual mere appearance of the impropriety was enough to recuse yourself from the case or to raise an improper conduct issue. But quite frankly, we're way beyond that. You know, are we tired yet of the media of covering up the use of the race card? Are we done? Is the left-wing radicals, they keep calling race card every 5 seconds. What, when you have no rational outlet, no rational argument, that's what you do. You say, hey, it's based on race. It's my race. Well, guess what? We're not accepting that race card anymore. It's not accepted, nor will I personally accept it. This is just the American Idiocy Committee, more lunacy and more deceptive conduct and basic lies. And they're running scared. They're running really scared. And here's the problem. They're going to do this the entire time. I see it already. They're going to claim he's the new Hitler. They're going to claim he's the new bad guy. He's going to turn it into a dictatorship. He's going to make America disgusting and ridiculous. He's going to make our inner cities fall apart. Well, nope, that was Biden. Sorry, I got confused for a second. But the real point is here is they have to find something against Donald Trump to call him, something to set him up for, because they have nothing to run on. What are they going to do? What's Kamala done with her life? You know, I look at these two and I wonder how they got in there. But, you know, we're going to take another short break here. I'm going to come right back after the break and I'm going to talk to you about the idiocy and the moronic-induced comas of people.
The Docs for Patient Care Foundation is your way to join the fight and become a member of an organization created by doctors for patients, dedicated to fighting for your healthcare freedom and preserving the doctor-patient relationship. Get a pen and paper. Write down www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. That's www.docsforpatientcarefoundation.org. Go to our site and please make a generous tax-deductible donation and join the fight today. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, join me, Roger B., every Tuesday at 1400 hours right here on America's Web Radio for the Locked and Loaded Show. We will talk about guns, weapons, ammo, gun accessories, prepping, and so much more. So be sure to join us every Tuesday at 1400 or 2 p.m. for Locked and Loaded on America's Web Radio.
Veteran-owned, America's Web Radio would like to thank all of our incredible patrons. We wouldn't be able to do this without you. If you are not already a patron, you can help us continue to produce some of the most informative and entertaining shows on the internet by becoming a patron. Patrons of America's Web Radio are the first to receive information about new shows and links to the latest podcast episodes. Join now and receive a free gift while supplies last. For more information and to join our family, please visit www.patreon.com/America's Web Radio. If you have questions, contact us at gm@americaswebradio.com. And as always, thank you for listening.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the americasbroadcastnetwork.com. Thank you for listening.
And welcome back to Bite of Reality with Mark the Shark. You're listening to me on America's Web Radio. So right before the break, I was talking about the moronically induced coma people. Like Give me a break. Claire McCaskill. I've lost respect for her over the years, but you know what? Her claiming that over 50% of the Republican candidate vote in Iowa that Trump got wasn't a great showing. Listen, for this genius's edification, the three candidates' vote totals together didn't equal what Trump walked away with in Iowa votes. Her math is as good as her brain power, as her educational system in New York City and Baltimore. You know, you don't have to be a genius to understand the historic nature of what he did in Iowa. Somehow another, just another fact that Claire McCaskill can't get that through her thick, now empty skull. Each week I continually ask, are they idiots before they get to Washington, or once they get there that they become idiots? You know, I do have a comment about some of the stuff I saw today, this week, after the Iowa caucuses. What I witnessed on MSNBC, that station is pathetic. It is a pathetic creative fantasy world. It's lost touch with reality completely. If it was a real person, it'd probably be institutionalized by now and currently under significant drug treatment or mental health treatment of some shock. It may be shock treatment, perhaps. So you have over there, you have Joyless Reid of the MSNBC cult, the embedded lunatic channel. She's another bigot, left-wing racist, and all she cares about is the fact that Iowa is made up of white Christian evangelicals. Are you kidding me? Even going as far as saying it's overrepresented by white Christians. I'm sorry. That is such a bigoted, disgusting, racist statement that if she said that about blacks and she was a white person, they would have thrown her off any FCC-licensed media station faster than the words could leave her mouth. But because she's a black, because she's a left-wing progressive raving lunatic idiot, because she's a left-wing racist, she's still allowed to stay on the air and spew the garbage that comes out of her mouth. I mean, it is absurd that this person is still there. But you know what? If you look at it, it's absolutely the only purpose that MSNBC serves is to spread hate, to spread lies, and to spread the left-wing progressive propaganda, the dogma. Because that's what they are. They don't care about facts, truth, reality. That doesn't even come near them. They wouldn't know what it smelled like, looked like, or tasted like. They only care about being a bunch of bigoted racists when it's on one direction only. And don't even get me started on the other two knuckleheads, Joe and Mika in the morning. That pair will go down in history as being psychotic, confused, and blatantly lying to America each and every day. The anti-white is anti-white is racism, okay? You can't be anti-anything, right? Is that not what we said? Remember? I don't know, a guy by the name of Martin Luther King, an amazing person in and of himself, okay? Remember? Judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the content of his character. Well, I guess we gave that one up, huh? So here we go. We're back to this again this week. I can't even believe I got to talk about this. The illegals are still pouring into this country and murdering our citizens. I listened to the testimony of two people this week before Congress who's investigating this disaster of a blatant disregard for American federal law by the Biden administration and Mayorkas, who apparently didn't even discuss, well, just didn't even show up for his hearing. I'm baffled by this administration's lack of not only transparency, but its forthrightness. They're not the government. We are the government. We're the people they are responsible for. And we better wake up, America. So why hasn't any Republican district attorney brought murder charges against Joe Biden and his administration and Mayorkas? That mother buried her daughter because of an illegal alien let into this country by Joe Biden, an MS-13 gang member, apparently, that killed her daughter. Now, this is a direct result of the conduct and a direct result of an illegal action by the Joseph Biden administration. He's president, right? He thinks he's president. He says he's president. I don't think he's president. I don't think he knows where he is. But let's not go there again. And Mayorkas. The border's closed. Dude, wake up. Open your eyes. And the rest of the imbeciles who are allowing our country's borders to remain completely open with the unfettered access to, I'm sure by now, hundreds of terrorists coming into this country, 8.5 million people that we know of, not even counting the ones that got away or the ones that we have no idea and why they call them gotaways, they should be caught. They should be caught and they should be deported. Remember that Remain in Mexico policy? Oh, that's right. That was under Trump. Sorry. I must have forgotten. But what I find particularly annoying is the fact that they call literally breaking into this country illegally, they call it migrants. Despite the altered reality to the left wing of this country, the progressive Looney Tunes that they live in, the people who break into this country are not birds. They are not migrants. They are not due to climate change. They are illegal aliens, and their first official act in this country is illegal entry. And they're coming here as the direct result of the failed policies of the Biden administration. Listen, yes, our immigration process is broken. I understand that. But the way to fix it is to not get rid of the border. That's just stupid. We are an accident waiting to happen. We have learned nothing since 9/11, and that's pretty scary. We ferry them all around. We fly them all around. Yeah, why don't you try getting on a plane without ID, without being frisked? You just get in and you say, my name is what? And you get on. I'm an illegal alien. Sorry. Here's my little pass. This is unvetted people coming into this country. It's a recipe for a horrific catastrophe again. We've learned nothing. But here's the problem. This government is malfunctioning. If you think it's not malfunctioning, you also need to go watch MSNBC, and you can watch Communist News Network, CNN. Because if you want that propaganda, you just want to just admit they're a propaganda statement and stop referring to you themselves or them as journalism. Because journalism requires truth. It requires verification of facts and a reality perception, none of which they have, as is evidenced by the 4 years of the Russia hoax. And let's get started here. The propagation that Trump is an agent of Russia, that was a lie, which incidentally none of these morons have ever apologized for. Again, misleading the entire public. And now they're all yelling he said he's going to be a dictator, misleading the American public, including the suppression of the laptop, by the way, of Hunter. They knew that was, the FBI knew that early on. I think they said in March that it was real. And they finally admitted it. Isn't that nice? 3 years after. And you know what? That is what you call election interference. Because there are people out there who said, a majority of the people who would have changed that vote said they would have voted for Trump. And guess what? Biden would have lost that election. And they knew that. So they kept it quiet. But who got charged for that? Nobody. How about Lois Lerner? Remember she targeted conservative corporations? Nope. IRS? Nope. Anybody? No. How about the Russian disinformation? The 51 intelligence agents? Boy, is that an oxymoron? They've never been held responsible for their bold-faced lies. The American news is just now third-world propaganda now. It's third-world country propaganda. It's nothing more than that. It's ridiculous. We're worse than Cuba. At least they admit that they control the media stations. We don't even admit that. We're finding out now things that we had searches done. So they want to get rid of the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, and now they're after the Fourth Amendment. This administration is destroying literally the Constitution, the guide for America that was our living guide, and now they're destroying it. When you look for records and you demand records from credit card companies and stores as to search words that without a warrant, without a court order, without a legislative court looking at it and saying, hey, you know what? There's probable cause here to take a look. That's an illegal search and seizure. But yet our government's doing it every day. The Treasury directed the banks to spy on customers. This isn't crazy. This is ridiculous. This is a violation of every basic fact of the founding of this country. Dictatorship, anyone? Does anyone have a clue as to what that really means? The government spied on you, not a warrant. Just illegal searches and seizure of your information. Time for a huge lawsuit against the banks, the credit card companies that complied with this scheme to commit a blatant violation of federal and state laws. You can't do that. It's illegal. You cannot do that. You were spied on by your government. And if that doesn't anger you, go ahead and vote for Biden because you like being spied on. That's good. You know, we got rid of one tyrannical government with the Declaration of Independence, and then in 1776, we went out on our own. We started our own franchise. The feds could order a mass surveillance of bank records without any negative effect. That's incredible to me. This is the 1984 George Orwell dystopian society that we were warned about. And we better pay attention. What I saw this week was something interesting. Kamala takes speaking lessons, but to no avail. She's frightened of Donald Trump. Give me a break, lady. Wake up. You know, you're the proponent of destruction to America. This is a certified fact. She's an imbecile. She doesn't put two sentences together that aren't polled and tested, and she can't even get them out. But let's get back to the bottom line. You know, MSNBC, CNN not covering the Trump speech in Iowa, that was pathetic. That's a ridiculous destruction of Americans' right to see their president, to see a candidate for president. The widget in the White House, the border disorder, it's ridiculous. You know, they got to replace him. They're going to replace him, I bet, at that convention. And I'm waiting for the great white hope, Michelle Obama or Gavin Newsom. They're coming. They're coming, folks. And Rachel Maddow saying that she wouldn't broadcast Donald's speech because it was incumbent upon them to speak the truth. They wouldn't know the truth if it hit them in the head. They're a bunch of lying hoaxes. Are you kidding me? Don't even get me started. And Biden still has a lack of foreign policy. Nothing. We need to get tough in this country. We need to get somebody back in who they say is somebody to be feared. That's right. America needs to be feared again so that we don't have to engage with these idiots. This is the problem. It's an idiot zone right now. Okay? The DNC not holding a New Hampshire primary. They're making South Carolina the first primary. Come on. Why don't we just give Joe all the cards? Because he wouldn't know what to do with them. That's why. So you know what? This country needs a complete 180, a turnaround in the direction it's heading. It's heading for a brick wall, and it's sinking quickly, and this country needs to be saved. And we need to save ourselves, America. We need to save ourselves. We can't depend on the media. We cannot depend on anyone. The current company that's running this country is incompetent, clueless, feckless, and it's a world that's more dangerous. And if you think it's not more dangerous, the poverty levels are going up and up and up. People are sleeping in the streets. This is not America. So we're coming to the end of the program. We're going to wrap it up. This is Mark the Shark for Bite of Reality saying, have a great week, and I'm going to miss you guys tomorrow.
The views, opinions, and content of the show hosts and their guests appearing on America's Web Radio are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of the station.
You're listening to America's Web Radio on the AmericasBroadcastNetwork.com. Thank you for listening.